Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Side of the glass. Don't get in here for a second before we get to the phones. We've got a lot of people want to, I'm sure, praise the Ravens for their effort last night on national television. But what did you think of that debacle at the bank in front of the Orioles and Carmelo and Derek Queen and ex-Ravens and Good Charlotte, all sorts of local celebs showing up?
That's the worst part. How could you do that in front of Good Charlotte?
I'd be bummed too if I was them. It's like, I played for this crap over here. So it was bad.
Well, it was just that. It was a debacle. And coming out of that Bills loss to start the season, I think I came on here and said something to the effect of, well, as bad as crushing as this loss is, it doesn't really change the way I feel about the team moving forward. Can't say that anymore. The reason that they lost to the Bills was something that we had seen before, right? The blown fourth quarter leads that had become all too common for the Ravens over the past few years. But the manner in which they lost last night, new problems are here, or new problems for 2025 are here. Derrick Henry, all of a sudden, a liability with the ball in his hands in crunch time. And forget the fumbles, even just normal running. What, 35-some yards on that first drive, 14 the rest of the way? That's obscene for him. I mean, just for really any back in the NFL, but for him, it's ridiculous. And pass rush, I know you guys were harping on that in the first segment, but 2 years ago, they led the league. Last year, they were second to only Denver. They've been very good in the pass rush. To go from that to 3-3 games, that's a new problem. So all of a sudden, this is not same old Ravens to me. This is a new issue, and that's the most concerning part.
Before we get to the phones, with Derrick Henry, Nolan's concern. He rushed for 169 yards against Buffalo in week one. Mm-hmm. Averaged 9.5 per carry. In the two games since, he's rushed for 73 combined. I'm not willing to say that he has all of a sudden fallen off the cliff, but first drive, it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's a buck 50 coming tonight, and that's kind of all she wrote after that.
Point is, he's being taken out of game plan.
Sure. Yes, he is.
And that's the most detrimental part.
What the last two teams have done, they put 8 in the box and they played man coverage. That's what they've done. And you know what? In the two games that we've had man coverage, what's Lamar done? He's thrown 7 touchdown passes. So, I mean, that's the thing is we can't run the football. That's the biggest problem right now because people are putting people in the box and we can't knock people off the ball. And the biggest problem was when you have 8 in the box, their linebackers were running free.
All right, let's get out to the phones. People want to speak. 410-583 is how you 410-583-1057. Hey, join us on a What the Hell Tuesday. William in Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. What's up, man?
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to keep my pressure down a little bit, so I'm not going to vent too much. But I called before about what's going on in the backfield. And Benny, you know I talked about getting Keaton Mitchell in the lineup a lot.
Yep.
Well, anyway, the opposing teams are hell-bent on stopping Derrick Henry. Why not do something different? Justice Hill got 0 yards yesterday. The week before, negative 14 yards. You can't tell me that Keith Mitchell should be deactivated for 3 straight games. And I'm going to hang up, Benny. and I'm going to listen to your response, because is Keaton Mitchell in Harbaugh's doghouse or what? But something is going on that's not right, because this guy deserves more. And I want to hang up and listen to your response.
If I'm a betting man, I'm betting that he's active on Sunday. And I don't care whichever other one is down. Maybe Justice Hill is down. I don't know. But they need that home run threat possibility. I mean, we saw it last night with Detroit. You know, be able to get the corner and do all that. We don't have anybody that can do that. So, yeah, I think Keaton should be up and will be up against Kansas City.
And by all accounts, and you were out there at training camp, we saw it during the preseason as well, he's healthy.
Oh, no doubt.
Last year, not so much.
Yeah.
But this year, it looks like he's back to where he was 2 years ago, speed-wise. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Great meeting you at Pickles the other night, man.
Thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate that. It was awesome.
No problem. That was the only Baltimore win I've seen in the last 3 days?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the last one.
Trevor Rogers, baby.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But, you know, Eric DaCosta always says we can never have enough cornerbacks. Yeah, we can never have it. But what about some pass rushers and better defense alignment? About free agent pass rushers. And I know it's a cap issue. I know that. If Lamar would restructure his contract, maybe we could have got some I don't know who was out there. But my whole thing is, I know you ride and die of who you have. But I don't feel too good about that. And the other thing, I mean, we could talk about when Derrick Henry's feet stop moving, that's when the ball is coming out. When he's getting stoned right there, boom. That's when they're knocking the ball out. That's what Marlin used to do, 4 years ago? What happened to the Marlin punch, knocking balls out of runners' hands? We don't see that anymore. And the last thing is, when Lamar's getting sacked seven times, where are the slants? Where's the misdirection? Where is the screen plays? I mean, I felt like I was watching the same plays. Nobody's getting open.
Nope.
Do something different. And I always feel like, now Lamar, I know he almost looks hesitant to run, but it seems like the speed is, I don't know. I watched Mahomes. Mahomes is probably going to, if he gets out of the pocket, he'll run for like 20 yards or other. I don't see Lamar doing that anymore. Your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Well, they have a spy guy hanging around too for Lamar, you know, and they did a good job rushing because they just kept it all contained. There was like a bubble around him, you know. He stepped up. They were relentless with all four of their guys, you know. And Hutchinson, he caused some problems, you know. He caused problems because he's powerful and he's relentless. And that's why he got the fumble with Henry, you know. He was coming, you know, he was reading the play. And then he comes back in and knocks the ball out, you know, which was a good play by him.
Yeah, and you saw their secondary guys. Branch dropped a possible pick from
Kohler.
Yeah, and then on the play that Nolan was talking about where Henry threw it in the end zone, that should have been a pick, too.
God.
So a couple got away from them. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, how you feeling today on this What the Hell Tuesday?
Oh, my God. I feel a little better. I get to talk to you and Vinny, man. I mean, what can I say? Please fire this guy. Well, what is it going to take, man? You bring in a coordinator that has zero experience, doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You couldn't get this team ready at all. And why you got Mike Green playing coverage? Not in anywhere, you know, you got a guy out of position and he should be playing strong. He should try to be rushing. And you got him covering. And this team wasn't ready to play. It's obvious. Lamar wanted to play, but the defense side, no one showed up. I told you this front line stinks. Matter of BK, he stinks. It wouldn't have mattered if he played, 125 in the Buffalo game? 100 yards in Baltimore country is way too much. Sorry. We used to pride ourselves on stopping the run. And this team can't do anything. Can't get to the quarterback. Can't stop the run. It's a mess. Get rid of this guy. Let Chuck Pagano take over coaching. Let him fix it.
Now, who are you firing today?
I want Harbs. No, Harbs is gone, and then I'm sure you give the job to Chuck Pagano. Let him intern, right? And then he's a defensive mind. He can get rid of Orr and let him focus on the defense. Get both their asses out of here. Two birds with one stone, because coffee's for closers. ABC. Y'all have a good one.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Two birds with one stone, no pun intended, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants Zach in.
And then Pagano elevates to head coach. Which Pagano said to the media directly, I have no interest in doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, like you said, Bob, they were 1-2 last year also, you know.
But it feels different, right?
It does, because they can't stop it. Well, they couldn't stop anybody last year either, but they were able to run the football last year. Now, they can't run the ball. And you know, what are teams, copycat league, what are teams doing? Putting eight in a box, playing man coverage, and are saying, all right, see if you can get open. Zay was covered all night. You know, he wasn't open. The guy who ran the best route, Tez Walker.
Yeah. On the 34-yarder, yeah.
If he'd have scored on that one, you know, might have been a different game.
By the way, Nolan, to make it all about me, I did hit the parlay. I had Bateman and Andrews scoring a touchdown. Hooray for me. I won $6. By the way, with all the suckage for the Ravens, they are 2.5-point favorites over the Chiefs coming up on Sunday at 4:25. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Kevin Ostreicher joining us 11 o'clock from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. I'm sure he's at a loss for words like everybody else is right now. It's What the Hell Tuesday. Turn it up Tuesday here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.